All right.
I was going to leave that out.
Colt Nichols, SMX. I'm going to be honest, man. I was like, he ain't going to make it. He's not going to make this because he's not really moving forward, and there's only like five laps in this thing. Yeah. But you really, LCQ, you got it done. But, yeah, scary.
No, it was intense. I'm not going to lie. I was stressing pretty bad, honestly. After the first lap, I was like, uh-oh. And then kind of started to move a little bit. And even last lap, I was like, fuck, I still got some work to do. I was a little nervous. And then I remember they took four. Because the whole time I'm thinking top two, whatever. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to take four. So kind of calmed me down, I guess, a little bit. Because before I was just more pissed off than anything because I started like a boner. And then kind of figured it out a little bit and rode a little bit better. But still, it was just way too stressful for my liking. I do not want to do that again. But
you
I got
are doing
it next weekend. Yeah, and then the weekend after. But that's okay. We got into the show. That's all we wanted to do. And then just try and string together two good motos. And I feel like I did that today. So
Your second main looked really good. I don't know exactly where you started, but I thought you rode really well.
Yeah, both of them were terrible out of the gate. Like, the first one actually came out of the gate really good, slid over the roller, went all the way to the back. And then that one just was super late. I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, back up the pack to first moto 11th. Coop gave me a gift. I got 10th. And then I think I got 10th in that one, too.
Did you see what Coop did? He crashed after the finish, okay. Got up, went towards the sand, and then just decided he didn't want to do the sand and made a Yui and jumped back on those little doubles.
I get it, though. I don't blame him one bit. I get it. I would have done the same thing. I respect to Coop.
He missed like five corners. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's not ideal. Yeah, yeah. So I'll take that spot all day. But no, I mean, I'm pumped. It's kind of a little more in the battle of where I want to be compared to where we've been in the past. So it was a good stepping stone today for sure.
Yeah, I felt like main one, it took you halfway before all of a sudden you're around the chain, you're around Freddie, and then I look and you gapped them. So like you just got better, I think.
Yeah, I got better. That's the part that I just need the racing. That's why it was a big incentive to go do all these with this team was just to race. Like, dude, I need that race intensity, that kind of get your shit together and go pretty quick kind of attitude. And that's what these races are for. So I'm hoping I can get that. Go to WSX. Those are short races too, which I think will be good for me. You know, they're tough, and I struggle with those, but it's good for me to do them. So, yeah, I mean, I just need to get going a little quicker, but I think fitness is good. Body by Will has got me dialed, and so that's a plus.
Did you see what happened to our guy Phil? Because I missed it.
I did not. All I know
– Okay, so, like, did he loop out? Did he loop out? Did his shock break? I think his shock broke. He got up and it had no rebound.
I seen smoke. Previously, the half lap before, like a lot of smoke behind the bike, and I'm like, I hope it doesn't blow up. I turn right, and he is just ass over tea kettle flipping, and I was like, oh my god, he's dead. Something definitely broke.
You were behind him, so I was wondering, maybe you got him by then.
Because I didn't see any smoke when I passed him. Yeah, because that we battled the first moto pretty hard, so I was like, I need to get my fill quick this moto, so I was glad I did.
He grabbed his bike, and it was like a pogo stick, and I'm like, that ain't good.
No, but Phil.
Yeah.
Poor Phil, honestly.
Last year, you were here, obviously, as a privateer guy.
Yeah.
Overall, though, format, what do you make of this thing?
I like the format. Dude, I like all the riding. I think it's fun. Like, Friday is like a no pressure. You just go ride and enjoy your dirt bike. That's rare for us, you know. I know everyone's trying to go fast, but still, there's no point for anything Friday. And I kind of like that. I think it's cool. Play with the bike a little bit, get it set up a little better. I think that's nice. You're not just rolling the dice so much on Saturday. So I really like these races. I think they're cool.
Did they make you guys – because our press box was so far down. Did they make you guys start on the different sides? No. Okay, so
it was just wherever you wanted to go.
Okay, so which start was better?
Both of mine were terrible. I don't know.
I guess, yeah, yours were terrible. Yeah. I had one person tell me that the right-hand start was faster, but the brake was on that side. So I'm like, wait, how can that be? Yeah. But I don't know. So
I think the sweep going into the actual first turn was good. Yeah, going over that roller with no brake kind of sucked. It was hard. But I don't know. I don't know which one was better. Mine were just terrible all the way around. So, yeah, it was shit.
Well, hey, I think you rode really well. I think you got a lot of passing points today. Like, if there was such thing as a passing point, you got them.
A lot of guys. I don't want to do that. But, no, I'm glad I was able to. I didn't get stuck like I had in the past. That was good. That was a plus.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Cool.